Chapter 2. The increase of air travel. The second area of transportation that has seen a major increase in our lifetime is in the area of air travel. But again, don't take my word for it. Let's once again look at what Daniel told us.
Daniel 12:1-4. At that time Michael, the great prince who protects your people, will arise. There will be a time of distress such as has not happened from the beginning of nations until then. But at that time your people, everyone whose name is found written in the book, will be delivered. Multitudes who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake, some to everlasting life, others to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness, like the stars for ever and ever. But you, Daniel, close up and seal the words of the scroll until the time of the end. Many will go here and there to increase knowledge.
Now again, as we saw before in this passage, God clearly gives Daniel some clear-cut signs that you're living in the end of times. Not only is the activity of the Archangel Michael protecting the Jewish people, but what? There would be an explosion of knowledge like never before. But again, what was the first one? People would be traveling here and they're all over the earth like never before. And that's not only happening on land, as we saw in the last chapter, but I'm telling you, it's happening massively when it comes to air travel as well. You see, mankind has always wanted to fly, but nothing ever really changed for centuries and centuries. They had the desire, but they could never pull it off. In fact, at one point, China came out with man-carrying kites that were used for civil or military purposes, but sometimes they were used for, I kid you not, for punishment. Don't make me put you on that kite. All early attempts at flight were just one big failure after another. In fact, let me show you some examples.
One attempt at flying was when the pilot put on his heavy-duty suit and stepped into the plane while his assistant turned the handle to make the propeller go around and up and down. It just sat there. So, then they decided maybe it would be better if the pilot had pedals to make the propeller go. But that didn't work. Then they thought maybe if they had more wings, maybe 7 wings, that would help the machine to get up off the ground. But no, they were too heavy, and they all caved in on the pilot. Then they decided that it might work if they had an actual engine. It was small with several wings, but it just went around in circles, mainly scaring the cows in the pasture where they were doing their experimental flight. Well, it was decided that they needed a bigger plane, so this one looked like a metal building, but it was too heavy and never made it off the ground. Someone got the great idea to stand on a bridge, jump, and the wind would catch it and away it would go. Fortunately, it was a nice day for a swim. They started to get a little better this time, one large wing, one small wing, and the pilot just had to hold it up and run as fast as he could so that maybe the wind would catch it and away he would go. Nope, that didn't work. Never got off the ground. So now they go back to the idea of pedaling and pulling ropes to make the wings flap like a bird. And to guarantee the flight, they even pushed the plane over a hill. The nose went into the ground first and there the pilot was upside down in the dirt. The next one was a bigger plane. It looked kind of like a bug. The wings started flapping, it started shaking, and it just collapsed there in the field. Just like someone had stepped on a bug. Well, it was time to take things into their own hands and just put wings on a person. He could run and flap his arms, and he could fly like a bird. He even put on skates so that he could move faster. Well, that didn't work, so they made bigger wings and even added a rudder and ran downhill. Nope, that didn't work.
As you can see, man has always wanted to fly. The desire's been there for a long, long time with all these crazy inventions. But it was just one big failure after another. Until now. In the last century alone, this is when man began to pull this off. Air flight. Why? Because that's what Daniel said would happen when you're in the last days. It had to happen. Thanks to the invention of the airplane, which also occurred during the last century, the world has become a much smaller place. Now, as we know, the first big breakthrough came through with the Wright brothers. They actually launched their first glider in 1900 and built a second glider the following year, but it was even worse than the first one. But they didn't give up. After hundreds of times, the Wright brothers finally made their first successful attempt at manned flight just south of Kitty Hawk, North Carolina on December 17, 1903.
As one brother gets in, the other helps get him situated and then climbs in beside him. Everyone is holding their breath to see if this thing is going to get off the ground. As they are sitting there, they turn on the engine and it starts to roll across the ground. Suddenly it lifts off and there is a big sigh of relief and pictures being taken. The airplane stays in the air and flies back over their heads. It is the first flight by the Wright brothers.
Their first flight was made by Orville Wright. It was only 120 feet for 12 seconds, but his brother Wilbur beat him on the same day with another flight of 852 feet in 59 seconds, and this is when manned flight really began to take off, pun intended. Then, a couple of years later, the Wright brothers' flight information was published in a French aviation magazine called Aerofile, and the next thing you know the French were beginning to experiment with their own planes. This one came out via a Romanian engineer in 1906. Then the next year you have the invention of what was called the Voisin biplane. But the really big breakthroughs for air travel technology came as a result of the military. As is often the case with military exploits, it often leads to new inventions. And so it was with World War I and airplane technology. There were a total of 219 different aircraft invented and employed just in World War I for the different militaries around the world. They used them for reconnaissance as well as for dropping bombs. This is when you had the birth of the flying aces like the Red Baron. From here, air travel technology really began to explode. Then another war came along and took it even further. With World War II you had the development of the jet airplane. The first one was made by a German named Ernst Heinkel called the Heinkel He-178.
Reporter. On August 27, 1939, the Heinkel He-178 became the first jet-propelled aircraft, producing 1,100 pounds of thrust. The engine pushed the plane to speeds up to 435 miles per hour, but it burned fuel at such a high rate, it could only remain airborne for 10 minutes.
Well, that's a gas guzzler. But it was a start and led to the development of a multitude of jet aircraft during World War II, and not just Germany and the United States, but Britain and Russia followed suit. Post-World War II, we see the birth of the commercial jet airplane, with the first commercial jet created by BOAC, British Overseas Airway Corporation, and the de Havilland Comet jet airliner. The problem was they lost three airliners in 12 months due to structural fatigue which caused them to break up in flight. Not a good advertising campaign. This paved the way for Boeing to take the lead in aircraft development. They came out with their first commercial jet airliner, the Boeing 707, which became the world's first successful airliner. And this is really when things began to escalate for flying technology. Now you have a multitude of airline manufacturers around the world, and soon Boeing came out with its legendary Boeing 747. When you put this into perspective, it's amazing. The first flight by the Wright brothers, as we saw, was only 120 feet. Had they flown from the back of a Boeing 747, they wouldn't have even made it to first class. The first plane had limited seating, but a Boeing 747 can carry more than 400 passengers, fly 8,300 miles without refueling, with 6 million parts, 171 miles of wiring, 5 miles of tubing, and a tail the size of a six-story building. It's from this aircraft that we get the nickname, the Jumbo Jet. Boeing eventually came out with the Boeing 777 that could seat 550 passengers. This was eclipsed by the current leader, the Airbus A380, a European company, and it can seat 853 passengers, making it what they now call a super jumbo. Now stop for a moment. Is it just me, or are people in our lifetime traveling to and fro anywhere they want around the planet as much as they want? And it's increasing, or is just me? I mean, where have I heard that before? I'm telling you, we so take for granted this flying technology, but it's a huge sign we're living in the last days. Air travel gets even more advanced than that, and again, all in our lifetime. Now we can not only fly a ton of people all over the planet in huge planes, but the speed of which is increasing as well. The Wright brothers flew at a speed of about 30 miles per hour, again, about the speed of a horse, not a big deal. But now, oh boy. We not only have aircraft, we have supersonic aircraft. The world's first supersonic commercial plane, SST, was made by the Russians and was called the Tu-144 and went about 1,200 miles per hour. But then the British and French came out with the Mach 2 Concorde aircraft, and it went about 1,354 miles per hour. And then of course the military is all about super-fast flying aircraft for various reasons, and the fastest military jet plane, one record says anyway, was the SR-71 Blackbird that went 2,275 miles per hour.
Business Insider. The world's fastest manned aircraft is the SR-71 Blackbird. A high-altitude recon aircraft built by Lockheed in the 1960s. It was designed to fly higher and faster than the U-2. It was capable of speeds exceeding Mach 3, 2,200 miles per hour, over three times the speed of sound. The jet could outfly any missile fired at it. At top speed, its titanium skin could reach up to 900 degrees Fahrenheit. Its maximum altitude was 85,000 feet, forcing crews to wear pressure suits and astronaut-type helmets. Only 32 Blackbirds were made, and they were in service from 1964 to 1998. In over 4,000 combat sorties, none were lost to enemy fire. The SR-71 was retired in part because it was costly to operate. A successor, the SR-72, is reportedly in development with aims for the jet to reach Mach 6.
I wonder how fast that one would go. Well, let's do the math. The SR-71 traveling at 2,275 miles per hour is fast enough to go from Los Angeles to New York City in just a little over an hour. But the SR-72 traveling at six times the speed of sound, as they mentioned there, Mach 6, would be 4,603 miles per hour, which means you're going from LA to New York in a half an hour. Isn't that crazy? All in our lifetime. But that's still not all. Virgin Galactic wants to fly you from LA to Tokyo in 1 hour, through space. Now it's going commercial, not just military. Richard Branson's company, Virgin Galactic, has already built the first commercial spaceport, and now he also wants to revolutionize commercial air flights. They want to fly people from LA to Tokyo in no more than 1 hour, through space. And, it's not clear whether the passengers would be primarily tourists or businesspersons on urgent trips. Yeah, I'd say urgent. But it's being called the world's first commercial space line. So, we went from airlines to space lines. But now you can go anywhere around the whole world in 4 hours.
Buzz 60. Let's be honest, air travel can be brutal. Most of us can't afford anything but coach, and we spend innumerable hours stuck in that tin can because traveling is awesome. But what if we could tell you that you can go anywhere in the world in about 4 hours? Well, this aircraft can take you anywhere in about 4 hours. The Sabre rocket engine was designed by UK-based Reaction Engines, Limited. It combines both jet and rocket engine technologies. The engine quickly cools air drawn from the outside atmosphere and burns it with liquid hydrogen fuel. The company says the technology needed for this heat exchange is extremely lightweight, meaning it could be used in air and space. Once the engine gets above Earth's atmosphere, it converts to a regular oxygen-driven rocket. The company says this would enable the aircraft to cruise within the atmosphere at up to five times the speed of sound or even fly directly into orbit. Reaction Engines says it plans to do a ground demonstration of the engine by 2020.
Believe it or not, they're now working on one that will get you from New York to London in just 11 minutes. It's called the Antipode.
TM8 News. Canadian engineer designs Mach 24 aircraft Antipode. The Canadians have done it again. They have just released designs for the supersonic aircraft, the Antipode. It is said to carry up to 10 passengers up to 12,430 miles in under an hour, reaching speeds up to 16,000 miles per hour. At 16,000 or Mach 24, which is a little over 18,000, Antipode is proposing that it would be possible to go from London to New York in just 11 minutes. A flight that currently takes 8 hours.
Wow. Now we're down to 11 minutes. Now add to the speed the number of passengers traveling to and fro, here and there. Just in the US, the FAA provides service to more than 43,000 flights, 2.6 million airline passengers, over 29 million square miles of airspace, and there's about 5,000 aircraft in the air at peak times just in the US. But now, around the world there are about 100,000 airline flights per day, and that's not counting private aviation, people who have their own planes. There is projected almost 40 million flights this year alone, which translates into over 4 billion people traveling each year, and by 2036 they estimate there will be 7.8 billion people traveling in the air around the world, which is just over the whole planet's population. Don't tell me things aren't speeding up. Air travel has gone ballistic, just like Daniel said it would. In fact, let me show you just how much people are traveling here and there around the world with this screenshot !7. Wow. What did Daniel say? When you see people traveling all over the world like never before, it's a major sign that you're living in the last days. But that's still not all. It's not just the increase of the speed of travel and the amount of people traveling that's increasing, it's also the increase of air travel options. There are a ton of different options to travel in the air, and many have increased in just the last few years, including hoverboards.
A flyboard air truck backs up to the water to unload a flyboard. Frankie Zapata, Zapata Racing, today I'm going to try to break the record of the fastest hoverboard. I have to fly 218 meters in order to break the record. As he flies across the water, several boats follow him to reach his goal. Frankie Zapata, I am so happy for my sponsor, for my family, for my city, for my country. I am very happy. Sophia Greenacre, Guinness World Records, a phenomenal sight to see. A total of 2,252.4 meters, so he beats the record by some margin. Frankie Zapata, no one thought it was possible, not even me, but you see today that we realized our dream, and it is just one of the best moments in my life. Yeah, clap is right. Marty McFly, eat your heart out.
In fact, speaking of movies, they're now saying, Star Wars technologies may not be so far, far away. Including the land speeder, I guess that's in development as well. And maybe you're saying, well, that's not high enough for you to get off the ground. I mean, if you're going to fly here and there whenever you want around the world like Daniel said in the last days, you want to fly on something that can get a little higher than that hoverboard. Well, hey, worry no more. How about your very own jetpack? Yeah, they're already here too.
SCI Channel reports. Yes, this is David Momon demonstrating his wild side and wowing over 2.5 million people with this fully functional jetpack.
I was 10 years old and on the radio was Buck Rogers.
He came out of a spaceship, put on his jetpack, and I figured I got to have one of those.
I always wanted to fly myself.
Skydivers do that, but I thought that was a little dangerous, so let's take up something safe like jetpack flying. The jetpack is science fiction to a lot of people, but it's true, it's real, it's sitting right there. Smithsonian Magazine's Future is Here Festival.
Is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it's a man flying around the Smithsonian in a jetpack suit.
Flying is a really old dream for the human, and we are reaching the realization of that dream.
I'm not playing with death, I'm playing with life.
And he soars through the air as a jet. Then his partner meets him in the air, and they fly side by side.
Reuters. Plunging into the skies of Japan, Ease Rossi, known as Jetman, streaks through the clouds by Mount Fuji. It was the latest feat for the 54-year-old Swiss pilot who has dedicated 10 years to his passion of flying in the most natural way possible. He says being thrust through the air with only a jetpack on his back is like being in the palm of a giant hand.
And that same giant hand wrote in the book of Daniel that all this would be a sign you're living in the last days. And as cool and creepy as that was, maybe you're one of those folks looking for something with a little less of an open concept, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that jetpack was cool, but it was a little too much. Maybe they'd make something enclosed like your car, where you feel safer, only it flies. Well, worry no more. They have a ton of them now.
Wall Street Journal reports, the flying car has long been a feature of pop culture and science fiction. Now a small group of entrepreneurs are turning fiction into reality. Recent advances such as lighter structure and engines finally make their ambitions possible.
It looks like a small compact car, but when you get in it, the control panel resembles a plane. You can drive it down the street as a car, or you can go to a runway, the wings come out and it turns into a small plane and off you go. Bye. See you later. Say hi to Jetman for me. Is this crazy or what? And lest you think this is still going to be a long way off, 10 companies are racing to make the flying car a reality. Car makers like Audi, Aston Martin, Rolls-Royce, and even aircraft industry leaders like Boeing and Airbus are getting in on it. And they have a good track record of pulling things off like this. But maybe that still freaks you out because you don't want to have the responsibility of flying. Well, hey, worry no more. They are now automating these vehicles like we saw before, only they fly. Just push a button and one of them will come pick you up like a taxi.
The Roads and Transport Authority in Dubai. Adoption of autonomous vehicles technology reflects the Dubai Smart Autonomous Mobility Strategy, which aims to transform 25% of the city's mass transit system to autonomous driving. To enhance people's well-being and happiness and strengthen Dubai's reputation of technology and the future, RTA has announced the signing of an agreement with the German Volocopter Company, a specialist manufacturer of autonomous air vehicles, to launch the world's first autonomous air taxi. The AAT is characterized by its autonomous flight. This enables the movement of people place to place without human intervention or the need of a flight license. German startup Volocopter writes aviation history, first ever public demonstration of an autonomous urban air taxi Dubai, September 25, 2017.
Whoa. And that was back in 2017. And what's the point of all this? When you see people rushing here and there, even in the air, in a multitude of ways, you're living in the last days. It's just like the Bible said. And again, keep in mind, your grandparents were born in the same town and lived there their whole lives and basically never ever went anywhere. But look at us now. Just like Daniel said would happen, we're traveling all over the place anywhere in the world, and it's increasing massively in the last days. Don't tell me traveling in the air isn't speeding up. It's going nuts. Just like Daniel said, the whole planet is flying here and there, whenever we want, wherever we want, as much as we want, and it's a sign we're living in the last days. I also see another aspect of all this air travel technology that also has to do with end times prophecy. You see, it also paves the way, I believe, for the global wars the Bible says are coming in the 7-year tribulation after the rapture takes place. When the first seal is opened with the rise of the Antichrist, he dupes the whole world with his false peace and false utopia. That's the first seal, and they think he's the best thing since sliced bread, the world's savior, when he's actually Satan's nightmare, God's judgment upon them. But it doesn't take him long to show his true satanic murderous colors because that's what the very next seal does. It unleashes a global war.
Revelation 6 3-4, and verse 8. When the Lamb opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, "Come." Then another horse came out, a fiery red one. Its rider was given power to take peace from the earth and to make men slay each other. To him was given a large sword. They were given power over a fourth of the earth to kill by sword, famine and plague, and by the wild beasts of the earth.
So, this global war is so bad that we ultimately see its outcome. One fourth of the earth, nearly 2 billion people are annihilated. And this is just in the first half of the 7-year tribulation. In fact, it's the first part of the first half. And so, the question is, how do you annihilate one fourth of the planet in such a quick fashion? Well, simple. I believe, as we saw with all this air travel technology they're using around the world, including the militaries, you now have just one of the means for the first time in the history of mankind to pull it off. Think about it. We can now fly anywhere on the planet in a short amount of time and take out loads of people lickety-split like never before in the history of mankind. All this air travel technology that's all emerged in our lifetime makes it all possible, i.e. this global war in the 7-year tribulation. You can fly anywhere in a short amount of time and do your dastardly deed. In fact, maybe it's going to look something like this.
Revelation 16:15. Behold, I am coming like a thief. Blessed is the one who stays awake. There is yelling and screaming. People standing in the streets being held back by the police. Bright lights all around. Fear and unbelief run rampant. People are disappearing right and left. Breaking news, one world government established. Vacating the Vatican. Pope initiates his move to Jerusalem. Jerusalem elected capital of the world. Temple complex construction underway. The course of human history has changed today. Peace and safety. New world leader paving pathway for peace. The alerts are going off. This is not a test. World currency mandate. All persons to be marked for transactions. This is an emergency broadcast transmission. Global Intelligence Agency. New surveillance protocols necessary for peace. News broadcasters are saying they are going to stay on the air as long as possible. There is a global crisis. Censored. Religious conservative muzzled for fear-mongering. War is on the horizon. Tensions mount surrounding Israel. The Pentagon is on alert. Middle East madness. 10 kings resign authority to Supreme Caliph Mahdi. Be brave. Be brave. Golan Heights, Israeli coast, world at war. Jerusalem a cup of trembling. Mediterranean Sea, what we just witnessed come out of the ocean. There are massive casualties and losses. Worldwide attacks. Jerusalem conflict incites terror networks. We have lost communication with Tokyo, France is lost. High-level terror strike. Suitcase nuke detonated in America. Cities are destroyed. US defies world order.
retaliates. Strike forces descend on terror headquarters in Syria. Syria is decimated. Damascus a ruinous heap. Nuclear war. Russia and Iran launch ICBMs, kings of the East advance on Israel. People are watching with fear and trembling, crying out for help as they watch the destruction of what used to be their home, city, country, world. World government headquarters, pushing red buttons, sending missiles, bombs to destroy, global directive blocks UK secession. Secret space weapon impales rebel parliament. Everything is destroyed. Are you ready?
This is precisely why, out of love, God has given us this update on the final countdown, tribulation rising concerning the modern technology and the AI invasion to show us that the tribulation is near and the second coming of Jesus Christ is rapidly approaching. And that's why Jesus himself said.
Luke 21:28 When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near.
People of God, like it or not, we are headed for the final countdown. The signs of the seven-year tribulation are rising. Wake up! If you're a Christian today and you're not doing anything for the Lord, shame on you. Get busy doing something for Jesus now. Stop wasting your life. We need you. Don't sit on the sidelines. Get on the front lines and help us. Let's get busy working together doing something splendid for Jesus with what time is left and get busy saving souls. Amen? But if you're reading this today and you're not a Christian, then I beg you, please heed these signs, heed these warnings, give your life to Jesus now. You don't want to be here when the Antichrist takes control. As you saw, it's going to be a total bloodbath. Take the way out now, the only way out now, through Jesus Christ, before it's too late. Amen?